Voice America Business.
This broadcast is for information purposes only and should not be regarded as a recommendation or an offer to sell or solicitation of an offer to buy securities or investments mentioned herein. This broadcast is the opinion of Jordan Kimmel. At the time of this broadcast, a member of Mr. Kimmel's household owns shares of the company discussed in this program. Additional information on topics discussed herein available upon request.
This is Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Profitable Investing is a show that will take you through the ever-changing world of investing for a profit. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And good morning, folks. Good morning. Welcome back, everybody, to Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. We've got a lot to cover. We invited on three different guests today. We're going to be bringing on Nihalis Mateev, the financial analyst over at Weiss Research, actually former editor of Standard & Poor's Outlook, one of the big ones out here in the country. We're going to bring on, by popular demand, Doug Trinneri, one of my favorite guests we've had, the author of The Successful Mind. He's going to talk about his new book and the power with positive thinking to control a whole lot of things. And then we're going to bring on someone that just doesn't say it, but does it. We're talking about going green here with MOP Environmental Solutions. But first, let me take my own time here to take a look at what I'm seeing in folks. There's some tremendous, tremendous opportunities that are showing up as a result of what? That's right, all the problems that actually people are talking about. And if you haven't seen it, there's some tremendous content that we added on to our website. We met the guys over at U.S. News and World Report. We were over at Fox together, and after I got off, when they tried to get me to say the world is ending, and we showed them the opposite, well, he asked me to do a story on the five things that I say are going actually dead right with this economy. And frankly, there's more than five. It's the problems, as I've said again on the last couple of shows, the problems exist mostly right now on Wall Street. And Main Street, thank you, is doing quite fine here in Chester, New Jersey, where the science fair was bigger than ever. And I'm telling you, these kids are actually smarter than the adults that were attending. And it's happening not on our Main Street, but it's happening basically on Main Street in every country, in every city across the world right now, as people are simply being exposed to a better quality of life, better diets, more and more, and yes, that leads to consumption, and it leads to tightening of commodities, that leads to tightening of the shipping lines. And the one thing people can't stop talking about on TV right now is the price of gas. The question really is it these darn speculators, or is it actually the thing that comes back each and every time in every piece of business, in every marketplace, everywhere? It's just purely supply and demand. And I'm going to take another trip down to Kentucky and visit some folks and friends down from Mammoth Resources, actually, that we have on the show, that very calmly, very coolly predicted $100 oil when we were looking in the mid-50s. And this is just simply supply tightening. But the good news is, folks, all of this leads, and this is what I said on CNBC yesterday afternoon. If you haven't seen that segment, again, go on to our website. We're adding all the content from all the articles and all the media attention that people want to look into Magnet and use our model and peer in and find these companies that we're finding. And the main message here, folks, this is a push. It's a wake-up call to alternative to the simple gas pump, whether it's going to be mass transportation down the line, whether it's going to be clean coal, which there's an abundance of coal, whether it's going to be nuclear, it's going to be something, whether it's solar. What I will tell you is problems lead to opportunities. In the meantime, there's tons of profits available in this market if you are in the right sectors. What we are seeing is an increase actually in volatility. We are seeing sectors go on massive, massive runs only for people to jump in inexperienced, 15, 20 points later, only to see those stocks come back in 10, 15 points, only to head back up again. We're seeing massive, massive trading, whether it's the solar energy complex, whether it's the food and agricultural complex we've been talking about over and over, which making higher tops, higher bottoms, leading the stock market higher, whether it's the shipping industry that's now taking its little turn for 3 days in the doghouse. It doesn't really matter which one it is. We're seeing massive volatility. When they said on CNBC yesterday, what do you want to avoid? You want to obviously reverse that and say you actually want to avoid 98% of all companies, and you want to only be selectively buying into the very few, what we call the magnets, the tip of the bell curve, the companies in this environment that are actually growing their revenues, accelerating their cash flow, trading at discounts to their actual valuation. And the good news, folks, we are seeing a host of new names come into our model that have very little but increasing institutional sponsorship. And like we said in our first book, Magnet Investing, there are dozens of websites cropping up right now where you can go in and screen according to actually what you search for. But we have a set of hurdles, 16 hurdles deep, where if you get across those hurdles and rank up high enough on Magnet, I can tell you we really don't care who the next president is going to be. It doesn't matter what the Fed does next. It doesn't matter who wins the NBA championship. It doesn't matter what they say on day-to-day economic releases. You have to be exposed to the companies involved in increasing the world's quality of life, because this is a build-out, folks. We've said it before. This is a massive global build-out which will not end at the end of any cycle. This is not like taking the D train and extending it into Brooklyn or the Bronx, where the project is completed in a couple quarters or in a couple years. We are talking about actually every crane available in the world being utilized right now. We're talking about manufacturers around the country, around the world, waiting for shipments of supplies. We are talking about backlog orders of ships. So you don't actually have to be in this small minority to be making money. Folks, if you work at a shipyard right now, there is so much work around globally, it's hard to believe. And again, the farmers in this country, this is the new internet, folks. These are the hottest companies around. When they thought the price of potash was too high, and people say, well, what even is it? So that's how you make money. When they thought it was too high, China came, said, just double your price and we'll take everything you can ship us for the next 12 months. That's the kind of pricing power. Those are the kind of companies you actually want to be investing in. And just forget about a lot of the problems that you're hearing all across America. You're hearing about this and you're hearing about this shortfall. But folks, the good news is there are at least 50 companies that come across our model. Every one of them is a buy. That's 50 out of 17,000. Now, I'll tell you some more good news. The more good news here is I've made great progress in the last week on the book we're going to deliver to Wiley by September. I never miss my own deadline, so we'll get this book to Wiley. What we're going to ask the question is, now that they've actually refined the models and diversification studies, the asset allocation studies, and all the things driving Wall Street, and we all know beyond a doubt that you can't get any further mathematical diversification past 40 stocks, why does the average mutual fund still carry 160 stocks. Well, there are good reasons for that. They just don't want to lose your business. They're not all that concerned about performance here. Once you've made your decision, it tends to be a place you'll stay. So you have an environment where people are just afraid to look a little different. They're afraid to act a little differently. But when you go in and you study, whether it's Warren Buffett or whether it's Bill Miller or whether it's Louis Navalier or any top portfolio manager alive today, none of them go beyond 40 stocks. We're here to help change the behavior of the investment community. It's a matter of redefining risk. It's a matter of taking a longer approach and making sure you get to that finish line and you don't stay at the starting line debating whether or not it's too risky to go forward. So, folks, if you hear it loud and clear, there's more opportunity today than there was 6 months ago. It's all to do with the pessimism. It's all to do with the cash and the sidelines. And what we're going to do, we'll take a couple other points of view. We'll take another look at what other people are saying when we come back. Stick with us. We're going to hear from one of the single most experienced, well-respected newsletter writers in the country. We'll be right back following this quick commercial break.
Money, money, up-to-date business and financial news. Money, money. Call now and get the financial information you need. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
Magnet Investment Group, LLC, is based in Randolph, New Jersey, and is a registered investment advisory firm providing wealth management for individuals and institutions. Magnet's investment strategy combines aspects of growth, value, and momentum investing to achieve superior long-term risk-adjusted returns. The group applies their proprietary Magnet stock selection process to a variety of client-specified benchmarks and risk tolerance levels. The group is led by Jordan Kimmel with over 20 years' experience in the securities field.
You hear business show after business show all geared towards improving a company's bottom line. But what about your bottom line? How come no one ever talks about that? Finally, a show dedicated to the worker. The Crow Show with Paul McLaughlin, the Work Wonk. Heard every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, the Crow Show is aimed specifically at the worker and their environment. From work skills and technology to dealing with bosses and coworkers, the Crow Show will give you insight on how to survive and prosper in today's workplace. The Crow Show with Paul McLaughlin, the Work Wonk. Heard every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line of Business Talk, Voice America Business.
With thousands of homes destroyed or damaged by fire, lots of people are wondering what to do next. If you are a wildfire survivor, SoCalHelp.org can help you find support and decide what to do, right now, wherever you are. This easy-to-use website is a place you can go to get immediate help with food, shelter, and important medications and start getting your life back on track. Get help now with insurance, legal issues, and find professional services like doctors and counselors. You can access contact information for national agencies, hotlines, and services that have the resources you need. You can also connect with other survivors and people who can help. For the answers and support you need to rebuild, visit SoCalHelp.org.
The Bottom Line in Business. Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
Alrighty, folks, and welcome back. Welcome back to Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And as promised, we will go right to one of the top newsletter writers in the country, the former writer over at Standard & Poor's Outlook, now the editor of Dividend Superstars. We have Nilis Mativ on the phone, financial analyst over at Weiss Research. And Nilis, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
All righty. Well, let me just say here that what we're looking to do here is not give people the stock of the day and tell them to go out and trade it. We're trying to help people become better investors. I read through this edition of Dividend Superstars. It's exactly the right approach that we like to see. Let me first ask you, the M in Magnet stands for management. It's all about the people behind the scenes, first of all. Why don't you give everybody just a little bit of your own history, and then we'll jump right into your newsletter.
Okay, sure. Yeah, I started in Wall Street more than a decade ago, and first I worked for John Steinberg, an individual investor, and after that I was at Standard & Poor's for 5 years, where I added the outlook, and last 2 years I've been doing Dividend Superstars, which is devoted to, as it suggests, dividend-paying stocks, conservative stuff, helping income investors get the best deals they can with a relative degree of safety.
Right. Well, fantastic. And let me say that, like, everybody always wants ideas. I know you have a nice portfolio that you have in the back of your newsletter. But 10 years ago, I wrote a book talking about the opportunities to screen for stocks, to get things down to a manageable level where you can then do some homework and find what you're comfortable in. I saw you wrote exactly about that. Then you ask a very interesting question that, as nervous as everybody is right now, you're turning to the top investor. You're talking about what would Warren do. Let me ask you, tell our listeners what you're trying to bring out here in that piece.
Well, I mean, the idea is that, you know, Warren Buffett has stuck to the same philosophy for at least 4 decades now. He's not changing his strategy because times are tough. In fact, I think he's capitalizing on these opportunities. And what I was trying to bring to my readership is the same idea that, you know, this is not the time to run for the hills. I mean, this is the time to really look into the market and say, what kind of stocks are beaten down? What kind of stocks with great long-term business models, you know, are out there? And how can I get a stake in those before everybody plows back in, which inevitably they're going to do? I mean, let's be honest, this stuff is cyclical. So I think now's the time to really get in the market and dig around for some great deals.
Right, and I see what you did there. You're really talking about what type of companies to buy. You're really talking about a philosophy of buying quality when it goes on sale. And let me just ask you, I mean, it's so easy for people to pile into what's going up when everyone thinks it's a great time to buy, even though they're paying higher levels. Do you use sentiment at all? Do you get a feeling for where people are washed out and wiped out and when things are ready to turn?
I look at some, you know, I look at some charts. I look at where general levels of support and resistance are and just to get a sense of how the market is approaching these things. But realistically, I'm more concerned with the fundamentals. I mean, much like Warren Buffett, I'd rather wait. I mean, I don't care if the market disagrees with me right now, because as long as my thesis is correct, I feel that the market will eventually come and see it my way. So, you know, some of the things I told my readers to look for: healthy returns on equity, solid profit margins, companies that don't have a lot of debt, companies with a lot of cash coming in, and companies that are priced right, you know, and there are many ways to measure price, but I think you stick to the old PE ratios. You look at what stocks are trading at reasonable price levels, and you just get into them. You don't overthink it.
Right, and I think that's a perfect approach. Again, remember, people were talking about how many eyeballs were hitting a website and all kinds of funny metrics which really didn't pan out. You're talking about something about great cash flow, low debts, and profit margins, and companies that have some sort of foothold in their industry. I noticed there's actually only one stock on your list that is in our portfolio, but I also noticed there's not a whole lot of the real beaten down financials. There's a couple here and there. But you're actually looking, I think, at companies with better balance sheets and stronger cash flow. I think that's really an interesting point there.
Yeah, well, I mean, right now, especially given the economic situation here in the U.S., I still like consumer staples, and those are the same kinds of companies that Buffett goes after. In fact, you know, 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, they announced that Berkshire was going to be funding the Wrigley deal, the acquisition of Wrigley by the Mars family. And, you know, that's a perfect example. I mean, Wrigley, it's chewing gum. I mean, how boring of a business can that be? But, you know, these are the things that weather tough times. I mean, people continue to chew gum and buy beer and go out and shop for food. That's not going to change no matter what the weather. And I focus on consumer staples a lot, you know, utilities. Again, you know, investments that will produce income and that are also going to appreciate over time in terms of capital gains. I mean, you want to get paid now and you want to get paid later.
Right. Let's talk about the getting paid now part. I noticed in your income portfolio, I laugh when a lot of people are talking about in the 1% dividend that this pays or the 1.5% dividend this pays. I thought so a lot of the companies you have now have some seriously healthy dividends, and my guess is you're looking at the payout ratio in these companies are bringing in enough money to make those dividends easily without cutting them.
Absolutely. I mean, and the other thing I really focus on is, especially in the income component of my portfolio, I focus on the history of dividends. I mean, I want to see companies, you know, I would say 95% of the companies in my income portfolio have raised dividends for decades. Every single year they paid a dividend, and every single year they raised their dividend. And the advantage of that is the longer you hold these companies, the yield that you're going to receive down the line is much higher than the yield you're going to receive now. So even if the stock's yield is 5% now, 10 years from now, the yield on what you paid for the price for the stock doesn't change at all. And, I mean, you're talking double-digit yields. It's really, to me, it's the consistency of dividends. That's the most important thing.
Right, and I think the point you're bringing out is probably one of the single most successful long-term success stories out there, companies that increased their dividend. Once you're increasing your dividend, the yield goes a certain point. That's where the value guys come in. That's where they start to pick. I give you a lot of credit. I think that's a tremendous, tremendous strategy. Let me ask you this in terms of something that I'm doing a little bit of my own research. I don't know if you have an opinion on this, but if you are managing a portfolio and you are certainly a conservative investor, I see you use a lot of conservative strategy. How many stocks would you put in your portfolio that you'd be managing for yourself or for other individuals?
Well, I'm still building out the portfolio and dividend superstars, but that's a tough question to answer. Buffett's response would be, you put as many in there as are good values, I mean, and you kind of concentrate your list. For the average investor, I don't know. I mean, 20 stocks, 30 stocks, maybe as many as 40, but I wouldn't go much higher than that simply because then you're just gonna you might as well buy an index fund at that point. So I think, you know, you look for 20 quality names, maybe like I said, 30 quality names. You get a little bit of diversification. You do it across the sectors. You do it across industries. And, I think that that's a fairly good number to shoot for.
Perfect. And so let me ask you this other question. You bring up in your newsletter what I read through is about stop losses. And this is a very interesting, you know, also a little controversial question is if you're buying good value and the stock goes even to a better value, some people would talk about selling. Some people would be talking about actually adding to it at a lower price. Is there a formula you use? Is it an exception basis, or are you always using a stop loss no matter how high of a quality you think a company is to begin with?
Well, the way I do it is, in my portfolio, part of it is a total return-oriented portfolio, so the yields may be in the lower single-digit range, but I'm looking for big capital gains. So in that portion of the portfolio, simply because I'm looking mostly at the appreciation potential, I automatically am placing stop losses. I'm looking again at support levels on charts to kind of get a sense of, you know, if a stock broke through a certain level, how much farther could it fall? I want to limit the downside. In the income portion, which is really for the long term, and by long term I mean years, and is designed to provide steady income for investors, I won't necessarily automatically place a stop loss. If it's a company that I truly believe in, that's when I agree with you that it's time to look at, you know, adding to shares on weakness, as long as the fundamental business case, you know, remains sound. So for me, it's really, I don't have a hard and fast rule. When I'm talking about the income component, I tend to be a lot more liberal with how far I'd allow a share price to fall. When it comes to the total return potential, it's really more about capital gains. I'm more inclined to limit the losses. You know, my idea with dividends is that they pay you to wait for stock prices to recover. So I'm allowing them a lot more leeway.
Well, fantastic. Let me ask you to do this, if you would, Niles. Why don't you give everybody your contact information, the website where they can get this newsletter, where they could read what you're saying, not only today, but on an ongoing basis, monitor your portfolio, and keep up with one of the most experienced newsletters around.
Sure. The best place to go is moneyandmarkets.com. I write a weekly column on there every Tuesday. It's absolutely free. cover many of these same topics we're talking about today. That's moneyandmarkets.com. And from there, you can find my newsletter, information about me, and a whole bunch of other columnists who have great stuff to say.
Right. And certainly, I think the Money and Markets group does a tremendous job, and it's I'm glad they added you onto the list. Any parting comments, any questions I forgot to ask you'd like to throw in on the way out?
No, I mean, I'd just like to reinforce the idea that, you know, now there's a lot of, fear tactics being used in the media and stuff about the market, but I just would really advise everybody out there, stay the course, buy great value, hold it for the long term, and you're going to come out ahead.
Right. Prudent talk from a wise man. Listen, thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you another time on the show. Great luck with the newsletter and great luck all around. Nice to join you. Thank you.
Thank you again.
All righty, folks, you are listening to Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. We need a quick break, but we want to look forward. We're going to bring on Doug Trinari, one of my favorite guests, author with another book out, The Successful Mind, Play to Win. Stick with us. We'll be right back following this quick break.
Money, up-to-date business and financial news. Money. Call now and get the financial information you need. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
Everyone faces conflict at home, at work, in the community, in the world. This show is about how to fix those conflicts with practical tips and techniques. Doug Knoll brings to the internet airwaves the first of its kind, a show that teaches peaceful resolution to life's daily battles. That's Fix Your Conflicts, broadcasting live every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Channel.
Our team of investment professionals, supported by our quantitative magnet stock selection process, is committed to the goal of providing excess market returns to clients around the world. We target the fastest growing companies that are still trading at a discount to their intrinsic value. Companies in this category are likely to enjoy dynamic earnings growth. We call these companies magnets. They tend to simulate investor response and create powerful returns. The value-added benefit of magnets' quantitative analysis and portfolio management has been extraordinary. After ranking all eligible companies, we only buy less than the top 1% of the companies we monitor. The first step involves quantitative analysis of individual companies. Often special situation companies with a market niche are captured by our screening process. Our strategy is intended to take advantage of our global economy while achieving long-term capital appreciation.
I'm Paul Hopkins, CEO of Farmers Insurance, and a proud sponsor of March of Dimes' premier walking event, March for Babies, formerly known as Walk America. More babies begin healthy lives because of March of Dimes' research and programs. And with farmers' support, we can do even more for families all over America. One day, all babies will be born healthy, but we have to walk to get there. Join the March for Babies. Sign up at marchforbabies.org.
The bottom line in business. Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back, everybody, to Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And back by popular demand and my demand as well, we're happy to bring back on Doug Trinari, the author of The Successful Mind, Play to Win. I do not have a copy of it yet. I've thoroughly enjoyed your last book. Doug, thanks so much for joining us again.
Hey, Jordan, great to hear your voice. Glad to be on your show. Thanks for the opportunity. And on the update on The Success Mind, you'll get an advanced copy. I was told yesterday in about 3 weeks. So literally, it is on the press being made. It's a two-year project, so we're real happy about that.
No, absolutely fantastic. And Doug, as you know, we spoke before, the M in magnet stands for management. I think a lot of success has to do with the man behind the operation itself. I really want you to spend 2 or 3 minutes, if you would, on your own background, which is tremendous. It's not only a guy who can coach, but a guy who's done it himself as a lead salesman with the power of positive thinking. Go over a little bit of your own history, then I want to get into your new book itself.
Hey, great. Glad to do that. First of all, I got out of college, didn't have any money. I don't know if any of your listeners have been there. So I took an entry-level all-commission sales job with one of America's great corporations, Lanier. It's now Lanier Worldwide as an entry-level salesman. I struggled for a few months until I found the power of books and sales techniques, and then my career exploded as a salesman. I became their youngest field sales manager in history, won sales awards. And most importantly, Jordan, I just met some incredible leaders, coaches, and mentors that shaped my life within the embodiment of a corporate environment. So I was so inspired after 3 years at Lanier at 25 years old, I struck out on my own with the desire to be a sales trainer, speaker, consultant, ultimately author, and all those things. And the magic in all this after 23 years of being in corporations from ones that you know well, they're right down there on Wall Street, come out to the West Coast a lot where you are now, is, you know, I'm a helper. I help enable people, leaders, salespeople. And in my new book, The Success Mind, I'm really trying to widen the net, particularly in some of these uncertain times, to help people run their life effectively. So back to your comment, I couldn't agree more. It doesn't matter what you do professionally, if you trade stocks, if you invest, if you sell, if you're a parent, teacher, coach, clergyman, you know, we all have to look at ourselves in the mirror and draw out our best talents and do it with confidence.
Right, and beautifully said. And, you know, I know with all your success, the media loves you. You're asked to speak in a lot of places. You're very in tune with the media. What I want to talk about for a minute is, you know, the problem that we see is the incredibly negative media spin and the negativism where people read enough and they begin to embody that and believe it. And I know that that's, I see that on the cover of your next book about rejecting the negative media spin and soaring with what you're calling optimism software. Tell me a little bit about that.
Wow, you know, this is these are such great questions. Everybody that's listening to this program picks up a newspaper, turns on a cable news show, goes to the water cooler, and like you said, Jordan, they're just bombarded with what's wrong with things, what's wrong with the economy, what's wrong with trading stocks, what's wrong with taking risks, what's wrong. Well, I try to turn this over, and I try to find out things that are right. And in my book, when I started the concept 2 years ago of The Success Mind, which, by the way, is already available at DougTrenary.com. That's Doug, TrenArY.com for pre-order. Is I just looked at this whole question, not just the media, but at the whole person. And you know, you sign and say, okay, another success book, and there's plenty out there, and I've read scores and scores and scores of them and applied them. And I thought, you know, in this confusing time, the last thing a person needed, Jordan, in the self-examination is something complicated. So I took something that's in everybody's psyche in America, the sports, and I put the success mind in the two simple approaches. The first is the success mind on offense. As you said, how to get our brain on what I call optimism software is to look at the bright side of things. What's the upside of an investment? Can you read a newspaper article and see there's a bright side? There's plenty of people out doing well in the economy right now simply because they're optimistic. It's really the heartbeat of being an American is looking for the great things. And as you know, and I read your newsletters about this all the time, is you're encouraging the same thing, to look at the bright side of things. So in the success mind on offense, you know, I try to get people to not only be optimistic, but to think big about their life and their dreams, you know, make good solid choices, and also do things that empower themselves physically, because the physical body will nourish the mind. Now, playing into your next idea about the media and all the negative junk that we read, see, and hear. So what I did is took the approach. The second approach is not just the success mind on offense, but now the success mind on defense. How to keep that bad stuff out of your head, because if bad stuff goes into your head, it's going to affect your thoughts, feelings, emotions, and decisions. And let's just take the media thing very quickly. Chapter 5 in the book is called Counter Spin with Truth. And I go into detail for the reader on how to take all this negative spin and just dissect it and build it back up into a message that's really based on reality. And then I go on to, in the defense of mine, to talk about how to overcome comfort and enemies like fearing criticism and seeking too much approval and fighting off the final point is that something that everybody does is procrastinate. You know, if you procrastinate what you're supposed to do today, you're not going to have your dreams tomorrow. So it's just, it's a fun book. I was excited to put together. I'm excited to share it with your listeners. And it's all based on simple life truths in a formula that just about everybody can understand and apply.
Right. Well, I happen to really enjoy you being on this show, and I think you hit a lot of nice points. Let's talk about someone steps up to the foul line in a big game, and they either think they can make it or they think they can't make it. And you see great athletes actually go into these bad moments where they just can't get it right, or another moment where they think the rim is as big as the ocean, there's no question it's going in, and the confidence level that you have at any given time actually does or does not, you think, affect outcome.
That's absolutely. As a matter of fact, you know, I played college basketball, and I played against, in summer leagues, I played against some NBA players, some of which are still my friends, and I talked to them about things like this. And I can tell you right now, there's a lot of things that go into making, you know, the metaphor is making the foul shot in the big game, is making the big decision in life, making a career move, making an investment, building up, you know, a financial storehouse, building a family. And, you know, I can tell you right now, there's two or three things that play into being successful at the foul line of life, so to speak, whether it's business or life at large. Number one is just believing in yourself. You've got to believe that you have the capabilities, and with the proper practice, you're going to make the shots under any circumstance, particularly when the pressure hits. Two is, and everybody in this line will probably remember, he just passed away last year, the former great 49er coach Bill Walsh, who built the West Coast offense.
Sure.
And as an NFL legend, I can remember one night, Jordan, watching on ESPN and an interview they were doing with him years ago, where the thing he talked about was repetition, 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 and obviously he called it reps. And he talked about how the 49er offense was successful, the Jerry Rices, the Joe Montanas, because it was rep, 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 rep. Those guys practiced those moves so much until they did them and got it into the subconscious mind. They didn't have to think about them. And there's no way in the world, unless you believe in yourself and you do the reps, you're going to get there. And I guess the third thing I would say is, and Michael Jordan gives testimony to this in his great career under pressure, is visualization. You have got to step to that line of any type of decision in your life and look at the ups and the downs and the pros and the cons, but see yourself succeeding before you do it. Everybody probably remembers the old great East German athletes. They were taught these visualization techniques. And boy, do we need them today. We have to be able to see ourselves succeeding before we ever even get into the opportunity.
Perfect, perfect. Now, let me share another thing. I think you're mentioning in the back of the book, but early in my career, someone told me, stay away from people that belittle your ambitions and tell you that you can't do something, and just turn them off, ignore them, don't let them into your life. I see something that says, guard against attitude enemies. Tell me what you mean by that phrase.
Well, there's several of them. Attitude, you know, there's external enemies that we all know well. But I think some of the greatest enemies that defeat our ambitions and our dreams are those that are internal. We generate them mentally. A few of them that I talk about in detail in the book is, number one, seeking too much approval. You know, I'm not talking about common sense approval, like, you know, I'm a father with a son, just got his license, you know, approval to go out and drive the car. I'm talking about everywhere you go walking on eggshells that you have to have someone's approval to advance ideas that are right, they're truthful, they're valuable, and you get so worried about getting someone's approval, you don't get anything done. And you're never going to get the approval that you wish from another person. It's just not going to happen, and you're setting yourself up to be let down. A few of the other enemies I talk about, the second one I mentioned a minute ago, is fearing criticism. Well, it's very similar. If you critics are everywhere, and if you fear being criticized, you know, you're going to live in a fear condition constantly, and the fear condition will never get you anywhere. And then there's a couple more that I think, again, this is common sense stuff, is making excuses. I think some of the most powerful leaders in the world that we all admire and respect, and we have them in our personal lives, are people that when they make mistakes, they say, hey, I made a mistake, but I'm going to get better, and I'm going to move on. I think who we detest are people that make excuse after excuse after excuse, and we can see through that and never get anything done, and that will destroy our attitude. And then, you know, there's a number of them, you know, promises that you don't fulfill, makes you feel bad, you know, being a blamer, being a victim. I mean, the list goes on, but if you can just avoid these enemies attacking your mind and defending against them, you're just going to be able to keep your mind on offense and moving forward. And that's just such a powerful part of the book, and I'm glad you asked about it because, you know, I think all of us see people every day, from young kids on a high school baseball field, kids in the classroom, that you're right, they're told no. They're told no, they can't do things. Mm. And then, you know, they fear that mommy or a teacher or a coach won't approve of them. And so they never really stretch themselves in their ambitions. And it's sad on one end that they'll underachieve perhaps their whole life because of that. And I really encourage folks, you know, set yourself free and get rid of these enemies, and a lot more good will come your way.
Doug, you're talking about beautiful things. One more time, nice and slow, loud and clear, your website for advanced copies of the book.
Yeah, and also I want to mention my former book, which we've talked about before on your show, The Sales Mind, is also available at our website, as well as we've produced a whole bunch of new products. We have 7 now total. So the new book as well, The Success Mind, Play to Win by myself, Doug Trinary, is available at our website already at DougTrinary.com, DougTrinary.com, and check out my work and see what we do, and we are anxious to help. And then once again, Jordan, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. You're doing great work for your customers and your listeners, and I'm just proud to be on the show today, and have a happy Memorial Day weekend.
Stocks, bonds, 401ks, investments, refinancing. We can help you. Call now toll free. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
Self-leadership is an important part of corporate leadership. In the hustle and bustle world we live in, we need to be reminded that in all failures and successes, we are the common denominators. Each week, let Daniel Gutierrez help bring you the tools you need to manage self-leadership, resulting in success. Make your mark in your industry. Make sure you listen to Right Here, Right Now. Brought to you by Wachovia Bank, every Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Business Channel.
Magnet Investment Group, LLC, is based in Randolph, New Jersey, and is a registered investment advisory firm providing wealth management for individuals and institutions. Magnet's investment strategy combines aspects of growth, value, and momentum investing to achieve superior long-term risk-adjusted returns. The group applies their proprietary Magnet stock selection process to a variety of client-specified benchmarks and risk tolerance levels. The group is led by Jordan Kimmel with over 20 years' experience in the securities field.
Is your job heavenly or closer to hell on earth? Maybe it's time you stop waiting on employers to make you satisfied and learn how to recognize your own career contentment. Jeff Garten and his expert guests show you how every Thursday at 12 noon Pacific when you tune into Career Contentment Radio on the Voice America Business Radio Network. Contentment is yours to control and easier to achieve than happiness or satisfaction.
Sell, buy, sell. All we talk about is money. Talk to an expert. Call now. Call now. Toll free 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
Alrighty, folks, and welcome back to Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And we use this segment now to bring on an entrepreneur in a small company. We have Charlie Diamond on, Charles Diamond, CEO of MOP Environmental Solutions. Charles, are you out there?
Yes, I am, Jordan. How are you today?
I am wonderful. Thank you so much for asking. And let me start by saying I read through the beautiful piece done over at Wall Street Corner. And you're not only a guy who is talking about it, you're a guy who's living it. We're talking now about green, going green, and doing things to clean up the environment, clean up the world, do things in a way we can leave this world even maybe cleaner than we got in it. So let me first start by saying the M in Magnet stands for management. We always look at the guys behind the scenes, the guys running the company. If you would please give us a couple of little bit about your own background, maybe any other one in management you want to talk about as well.
Sure. My background is engineering. I graduated in 1964 and Northeastern University, and my professor at that time had recommended to the students that he suggested that there were going to be brownouts and blackouts, and he suggested that oil would no longer be as abundant as it was, and that we should get into things like hydroelectric power and sites that were being abandoned at that time. There are in my on my staff, we have a wonderful marketing director that has had a lot of experience. He's increased the marketing levels about 300% at companies that he's been involved in. And we have an administrative manager here that has tremendous experience as well.
Well, fantastic. Let me say this. What we don't do here is really recommend stocks to buy. What we do is find opportunities for people to do some more homework, some reading, some listening. And I've read about some of the work and the products you have with cleaning up oil spills. Again, what you talked about before, you were a little bit ahead of your time, but now you're right in your time. Talk about your products, actually, and how they work.
All right, I'm going to give you a brief overview of the company. MOP Environmental Solutions Incorporated is truly a green environmental company. MOP stands for Maximum Oil Pickup. It picks up and recovers oil spills. It's a patented technology. It's a patented product with a huge profit potential. In a nutshell, here's what we do. We started off with that water power that I told you I was recommended from my professor back in Northeastern. I located a location where I could do that. We use water power and recycled waste to make the very best product there is to pick up and recover oil spills, converting fossil fuels and relieving the load on landfills. And our patented MOP Maximum Oil Pickup and the associated equipment removes up to 99% of the oil from all types of oil spills on land, on water, indoors, outdoors, under all weather conditions, without absorbing water while recovering spilled oil at a profit. Everything is restored and recovered, leaving clean earth, clean water, clean oil. The MOP itself becomes pellet fuel. Nothing is wasted or left over except an absolutely clean environment. But that's not all. After we remove the oil spill, using thoroughly proven technologies, we propose to restore the land or any poor quality soil to the highest crop yielding agricultural use while we remove excess CO2 from the atmosphere in quantities that literally can reverse global warming while we create an abundant alternative source of very low cost energy and at the same time provide those companies that wish to utilize this technology with a valuable competitive edge.
Right. Well, that is definitely a mouthful. Clearly, we all remember, all of us old enough, the Valdez spill and the problems associated with it. I think there was probably some shortcuts taken at that time. It seems like not only are you just cleaning up, but you're doing a whole lot more. How often is your product needed?
There are a number of different markets for our product. There are three markets that we target: direct to the consumer, commercial, industrial, and international spill response. Now, direct to the consumer, because the market is so huge, let me just give you an example. It's a multi-billion dollar market. Let's say a person has a recreational vehicle and they want to change the oil in their vehicle themselves. They get some on the garage floor. With our product, maximum oil pickup, you spread a little bit of our oil absorbent loose on the oil spill, and in a few minutes, it's absorbed all the oil, and all you have to do is sweep it into a dustpan. The garage floor is clean, and if it spilled on a driveway, your driveway is clean. On the commercial industrial market, just give you a simple example. Any company that has machinery has oil in that machinery. And if you have oil in machinery, it's going to spill. Take, for example, the most common place where you're going to see oil spills, in an automobile repair shop where they, let's say, they clean a car with a steaming unit. And normally you'd have water, oil, and sludge spread all over the floor, and it would make its way to a drain. The shop can use our mop in the form of either a mop pad, which we have, or the loose mop. What will happen is the water will pass through the oil, gets captured by the mop. The concrete on the garage floor is absolutely clean. Our mop has bioremediating microbes and a traction-restoring grit, which is a good safety measure. It actually sucks the oil from the pores of the concrete. The floor is so clean that people walking on the floor find that they have better traction than before the oil spill. And then you've got international oil spills. Those are much larger applications. If there's a big oil spill on land, such as a break in a pipeline or an oil well gusher, the probability of significant environmental damage, the usual cost to clean that up is tremendous. But our mop converts the usual cost of picking up an oil spill into a profit. We have a unit called the Mop Cat. It blows loose mop over the oil spill. A pound of mop can absorb about 30 pounds of oil. That's a 300-to-1 advantage over what they're using right now. And the major advantage of our product, in addition to its efficiency, is that the oil that's absorbed can be squeezed to recover under almost 100% of the oil, which is so clean that it can be used as well as if it was still in the pipeline or delivered to wherever it originally would have been delivered.
Charlie, let me cut you off there. So your product goes to all kinds of applications. What we want to do, again, for people to buy a company like this is obviously not a trading stock. This is something they want to get into for longer term. Where can they get more information, a phone number, a website, reading material to get their hands around?
Sure. If a person is interested in investment, they can contact Richard Buffington at 407-285-2072. They can go to our website, which is mopenvironmental.com. There is a wonderful article that was done by Larry Oakley of the Wall Street Corner. His website is www.wallstreetcorner.com. And there is another website which also is covering our product and our company, which is smallstreetnews.com. So those are three of them right there.
Okay, well, listen, fantastic. Let me thank you again for joining us and sharing your story. We always welcome the entrepreneur, the guy living the dream, working hard to make the company right. It's at this point we need to tell our listeners it's time to sign off. It's a pleasure joining you again on the Profitable Investing with Voice America Business. Next week I will be down at the shuttle launch, helping to get today's America ready for tomorrow. And let me just share, have a profitable week ahead. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you 2 weeks from today right here on Voice America Business. Have a profitable time ahead, and we'll speak to you soon. Thanks so much. See you soon. Bye.
Thank you, Jordan. Thank you from Mop Environment.
Voice America Business would like to thank you for logging on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Tune in for another exciting hour of Profitable Investing right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.